first talked about this, what we had, the vision really, was tonight we'd turn into something a bit like the BAFTA awards in the arts, but for us in science and technology. So we hope tonight is the first of many such I awards in the future. James, absolutely. Thank you, Paul.
Firstly, let me just endorse what Paul has said. I'd love to thank the judges because I think we all got together recently and looked at some of the nominations, and clearly they were some outstanding ideas. So certainly thank you to all the judges. Thank you for Lord Drayson and the team at Beers, and most importantly, to Sally Poynter, who's been working with me tirelessly to every attention of detail for tonight's award. So certainly thank you very much to Sally. I think you may be absolutely... I'm sure you're sitting there thinking, what is a guy from Dragon's Den doing on science and technology? So let me just take you back to what Lord Drayson said. How this all started is Paul initiated a forum at 10 Downing Street where he invited a group of 30 entrepreneurs to kind of just debate British economy and really the role of science and technology. And as I was leaving that fantastic breakfast, what went through my mind was if I look at Britain today and imagine if the world was a high street and we were going along a high street and each shop represented another country. And I kind of worked out that if I walked past a shop called America, you kind of know what's in the window. But as you walk down that street and you pass China, you kind of work out that basically what you see is what you saw in the shop before, but this time much cheaper. And as you walk into a shop called Britain, you stop and you think, what's in the window? And I suppose my vision for Britain was actually, I think, in our British window, what we should have is science and technology and innovation, because actually I believe that's what Britain should stand for. You know, we have a tremendous history of innovation and technology, and I think the contributions that this field makes to the UK economy is probably one of the industries that just is not recognised enough. And the idea of putting to tonight's event was really what inspired me to say we in the UK should actually recognise and reward the contributions this sector makes.